Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, welcome to your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 11th of December, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Big rumor news we're going to start you off with. And, you know, when we say rumors, we just mean Apple, really. According to the sources over there at Bloomberg, yes, you know, the people have Bloomberg TV, all that sort of stuff. They're saying that Apple has said, no, we're going to abandon that whole live TV kind of thing. Never mind. Yes, apparently they have suspended plans to offer a live internet-based television service. Instead, they want to focus on a platform for media companies to sell directly to you and I. Details that did leak out about Apple's TV service was saying that it was going to be a package of about 14 or so channels that would cost about $30 to $40 a month. Well, maybe that's why they abandoned it, because you didn't save any money with just 14 channels for 40 bucks. What the heck are you thinking, Apple? So instead to do that, yeah, let's just go on to the app strategy. It'll be easier for everybody. So those of you hoping to get that new Apple TV under the Christmas tree for Christmas, and we're saying, hey, I get to fire up a new internet TV service by maybe January, sorry, that little Christmas miracle ain't gonna come true. There is a little miracle that has come true, though. Those of you that actually own an Apple Watch and love your GoPro, GoPro will now allow Apple Watch users to control their camera straight from their wrist. How cool is that? That's all part of the latest update from iOS. By the way, if you guys didn't know, yeah, iOS 9.2, yeah, it's out there. Go grab it. And there's some other improvements in too, but really, it's just about music. Now, granted, yes, GoPro has offered a wearable remote for quite a while now. So it's only logical to make the step towards an Apple Watch, which I'm sure Apple might be happy about. Maybe they'll sell a few more. The new iOS app has a brand new design and has gained the ability to actually pull still images straight from your videos, which is kind of nice. And just in time, too. I mean, with the holidays and everything. If you have a GoPro, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's going to be getting one heck of a workout over the next few weeks. Well, it had to happen, and now it has. Twitter's decided to sell out. No, I'm kidding. Well, kinda. Yes, Twitter's looking to expand its advertising reach, which I guess probably they should, if they want to stay afloat and free. The company is actually currently testing promoted tweets for folks like you and I that they're not even logged in. Okay, really? So say you're not logged in but browsing a profile or you're viewing a tweet's details, you might see Twitter ads before you enter your login information, meaning they know who you are even though you haven't let them know who you are. Now, of course, Twitter says they're only testing the new practice. Yeah, right. That's what we always hear. We're testing. Those tests always seem to push forward, though, don't they? And, of course, on top of all this, advertisers will have access to the same tools it does for targeting registered users. So if you're thinking about spending less and less time on Twitter, you know, now's a good time to start that. That's kind of what we've been doing here at BTN. And join us over at Slack. We got a lot of fun going over there in our Slack room right now. Now, I know usually we have Hacker News Tuesdays or Wednesdays, but heck, man, let's have a Hacker News Friday. Yeah, the hacks just to keep on coming. And this hack was actually easily done, no pun intended. Yeah, the domain name company Easily, yeah, they've been hacked. They actually announced this in an email to all their customers yesterday, stating in the email that the attack was against their IT systems by an unknown third party. That's usually the case. A forensic investigation is underway by independent experts, and it has actually revealed that unauthorized access was gained to their internal systems, and also domain names that were registered by users that was also accessed. But they're saying they're not too worried about that one because it's already available in the WHOIS database. Yeah, that's already public knowledge there. As of doing this show, well, Easily still is easily puzzled. They're not really sure how the hell this happened. And finally, let's see what kind of mood Santa's in on this lovely little Friday.
Good morning. Good morning.
You sound chipper.
Yes, I'm doing rather well, aren't
I? Yeah.
Yeah. I've turned over a new leaf.
Well, good.
Which is what a lot of motorists should do around here, I'm telling you, because it's bloody awful.
Really?
I've invested in one of those in-camera things.
Yeah.
Yes. They're rather good.
Yeah, they are.
They take wonderful 1080p pictures.
Uh-huh.
And you can send them to police when the bastards cut you up.
Yeah, but you drive a sleigh,
no,
Santa.
Well, I have to admit, yes, driving a big sleigh with reindeer pulling it in the front can be distracting for other motorists. But it's my time of year, damn
it. Maybe you should change.
No, I'm not changing.
No?
No. No.
Well, haven't you had an accident?
Well, yes, I have seen thousands of accidents, but they're usually behind me.
Right.
Well, I'm figuring avoiding prosecution by having one of these cameras.
I guess.
Anyway, Carl, today's Grab for Christmas is available from findmeagift.co.uk. We've used them before. They're absolutely marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Beard Christmas Baubles. Yes, these are baubles for your Christmas beard.
Okay.
So you don't have to buy a Christmas beard. You just put them on your existing beard.
Okay, I got you.
There's 9 in a pack, and they're only tiny things. And
right.
They're in gold, silver, red, and green.
Mm.
And that's it. There's only 3 colors. 3. Or 9. Yeah, plenty of less.
Math?
That's
what?
It's called an S, Kyle.
Oh.
Maths.
Ah.
Wait a sec.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'll be back to where I
am. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You kind of get the feeling that there's one moment Santa's fine, and then he kind of goes back to his grumpy self. Ah, the joke's on him. Tomorrow's Saturday. I won't be here. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Programming note, BTN listeners, today is a jam-packed day of a lot of shows going on live on the BTN Network. Got the Mac Show live today, 3 p.m. UK time, followed by the big show today as well. That's coming your way at 8 p.m. UK time. All the laughs and tech news can be easily accessed watching it live at britishtechnetwork.com/live. As for the new show, well, yes, we're going to take the next couple of days off. It is the weekend, but don't worry, we'll be back on Monday, probably with Santa too. We'll see, though. It is a weekend. We know how Santa can get over the weekend. In any case, we'll be getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend, but until then, man, it's Friday. Let's party! And thank you so much, as always, for listening.